97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
A city in northeast Wisconsin will impound your car if police suspect reckless driving. Civic Media's Connie Fellman reports from Green Bay.
The new rule allows officers to impound vehicles while issuing tickets or making arrests related to reckless driving. Under a new Wisconsin law, the police department would have to determine if the impounded vehicle is stolen and return it to its owner if possible. If not stolen, the owner would have to pay to get the impounded vehicle back. After passing the council last night, the new ordinance goes into effect immediately.
The new ordinance passed the Green Bay Common Council this month and goes into effect immediately. A story that got statewide, even nationwide attention last year has an update. Ryan Borgwart, the 46-year-old Appleton man who faked his own death while kayaking on Green Lake and then fled to Eastern Europe for a woman, failed to show for a motion hearing in Green Lake County Court this week. According to state court records, neither Borgwart nor his attorney appeared at the hearing. He was trying to get certain digital materials related to his case deleted. However, with no one there to argue the case, the judge dismissed the motion. Borgwart was sentenced to 89 days in jail last August after pleading no contest to obstructing an officer. He also paid $30,000 in restitution, split between the Green Lake County Sheriff's Office and the Wisconsin DNR for the 58 days that they searched the lake for him. Six people died in snowmobile crashes in Wisconsin so far this year, and the DNR says alcohol is often a factor and is urging riders to wait until they're done for the day before they start drinking. During the upcoming Sled Safe weekend, wardens will patrol trails, share safety tips, and watch for impaired riders. Officials say slowing down and staying on marked trails can save lives.
Governor Tony Evers visited Wausau on Tuesday to discuss affordability issues with local leaders. Isabella Nieto reports.
The roundtable at the Neighbor's Place included their director, Donna Ambrose, along with Bea Herr, the executive director of the Hmong American Center, Marathon County Supervisor Ann Lemmer, and others. They discussed their concerns about cuts to health care and local programs stemming from federal uncertainty.
We had a great conversation with several people that are really important to the Wausau area. And it was around affordability. And we talked about food sovereignty. We talked about child care. We talked about health care and several other areas that people are seeing needs.
Evers said they're working on legislative steps to reduce costs for Wisconsinites.
We can get the legislature to do some work before they go home to run for re-election.
He said the state has funding available to make some of those steps happen, including working towards preventing property tax increases.
If there's some things we can do in various areas, we'll be looking forward to doing that. We have anywhere between $4 and $6 billion. Not all of it is available because we have to kind of be thoughtful about that. But we do have some that is available, and hopefully some of these ideas are we can solve.
Evers said despite his coming departure from the governorship, he's hoping there will be something that can be done now. He said if the state government is in a position to help, it should.
Eau Claire officials gathered at the newly opened Downtown Transfer Center on Wednesday to celebrate Transit Equity Day. James Kelly has more.
Transit Equity Day is held on February 4th to honor the birthday of Rosa Parks, whose refusal to give up her seat on a bus to a white passenger in 1955 sparked the over year-long Montgomery bus boycott, a crucial moment in the civil rights movement. Phil Swanhorst is the Eau Claire Transit Commission chairperson and a former Eau Claire bus driver, and shared his thoughts on the history of Transit Equity Day in Eau Claire.
And this is the 10th year since I attended a conference in Washington, D.C. to create February 4th. Why February 4th? We wanted an activist that believed in equity in transportation, and who better than Rosa Parks, and her birthday is February 4th. So 10 years ago, we created that, and by we, it was unions, it was management, it was Ireland, it was South Africa, it was European countries.
In its proclamation declaring February 4th as Transit Equity Day, the Eau Claire City Council highlighted the importance of public transit as an essential service for residents to access things like healthcare and employment, as well as its importance in addressing climate change. Swan Horst also shared his thoughts on what future progress could look like for public transit in Eau Claire.
Continued applicable ADA compliance. Believe it or not, we build our buses, our transfer center. Our accommodations are very ADA compliant. When we drop off at some schools, some healthcare facilities, some older churches, they are not ADA compatible. So the future would be to have our community be ADA.
To honor Transit Equity Day, a local nonprofit, Jonah, covered all bus fares on Wednesday so residents could ride for free. Each bus also had a rose in the front seat to honor Rosa Parks.
I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
The Bucks have a new player. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks did not trade Giannis, but they did add one new player in a three-way trade. He's Usman Jang, a 6'9" forward who grew up in France, spent the last four seasons with the Thunder. The Bucks at home tonight against the Indiana Pacers. NFL, the Super Bowl is Sunday at 5:30 on NBC. Patriots quarterback Drake May injured his right shoulder in the AFC Championship, had an illness last weekend.
You know, like I said, I'm not trying to lie to you guys. I'm saying I'm feeling great. You know, I'm feeling great and looking forward to get out there. Out here today. You know, another day of practice. You know, got one tomorrow, and you know, feeling pretty good.
Seattle is back again at the Super Bowl. I spoke to Jerron Reed, who played for the Packers 3 years ago, and is excited to be back with the Seahawks.
Yeah, I think it'll be amazing, man. I think we deserve that. Our fans deserve that. Seattle deserves that for us to be able to bring the trophy back home.
At Seahawks defensive tackle Jerron Reed from Super Bowl 60 with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be blustery and a lot colder today. Mostly cloudy, breezy with falling temperatures. We're going to drop from the 20s this morning into the low teens by later this afternoon. Tonight, we're going to drop to 3 below 0. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 17. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.